Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, EV sales see a global increase. Stellantis partners with BYD and the Model Y performance is talked up. Plus, stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you why one insurer is being a little alarmist when it comes to EV fires. I've got the data and the facts on what really happens. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Thursday, 13th of February. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get these shows ad-free. You can be just like them on the Patreon page at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. You know that by now. Or enjoy the ad-supported free feed. Don't blame you. A couple of ads to skip when you get to them, if you know what I mean. And it helps pay for the show. Well, we'll start off with news of global sales last month, so I know we're halfway through February, almost Valentine's Day, but last month in January, the sale of EVs worldwide was 1.3 million units. That's up 18% from the same month, January last year. It was down on the previous month, December, but that saw record sales, if you remember. So end of the year, big pushes to hit targets. Not surprising as well. Breaking down the numbers regionally, China led with 700,000 EVs sold. That's up 12% year on year. The European Union, the European Free Trade Association, and the United Kingdom clumped together in a big clump, was 250,000 units, achieving a 21% increase. US and Canada together, about half that, 130,000 EVs, but again, up 22%. Rest of the world, also up 50%. Now, in Europe, the push for EVs is partly driven this year by more stringent emission standards for 2025. Germany stood out with a 40% increase in EV sales and a 50% jump in pure BEV sales. Typically slow in China in January, February, the Chinese New Year period, lower sales are anticipated again in February compared to, like I say, records being set last December. In the global EV market, despite regulatory and seasonal changes, we just keep seeing growth, which is fantastic news. Now, Stellantis has partnered with the company BYD, the Chinese battery maker and all things maker, to be honest, BYD, for the supply of lithium iron phosphate batteries by BYD for new, more affordable versions of the Stellantis small cars, the Citroën EC3, the Fiat Grande Panda, and perhaps more as well. These vehicles will be sold under €20,000 when they arrive, according to a report. Now, I picked this up from the French automotive magazine Lagus. This collaboration between Stellantis and BYD will introduce shorter-range versions of those two vehicles than the ones that are on sale right now. Both models are built on the smart car platform from Stellantis and have a 113-horsepower motor, a 44-kilowatt-hour LFP pack, but new batteries from BYD would allow them to reduce the price. At the minute, they do about 320 kilometers or so of range on a single charge, and they're about €23,000 or €25,000, depending on where you buy those vehicles, in a very competitive segment alongside cars like, well, the Renault 5 and more. Now, the goal of Stellantis is to bring to the market versions of these cars that are cheaper and cater to customers who just want a short-range EV. It's about use case. You've heard me bang on about that for years now. The new variants will be priced below €20,000 and offer a reduced driving range of up to 250 kilometres, smaller battery of perhaps 30 to 35 kilowatt hours. It's from BYD, so maybe the blade technology or the LFP stuff they've got. So that's interesting, but no date, nothing from this report on when they could be integrated. Is it a this year thing? Is it a next year thing? I'll carry on looking for a bit more information. Now, some exciting updates on the Tesla Model Y. This is very interesting. The performance and seven-seater variants are coming. Now, I think we all knew that. The new Model Y, and they are selling the new Model Y alongside the old Model Y in a break of tradition at Tesla. That is just in the launch edition. Two launch editions in China, but the rest of the world, we only get to pick from one. And it's expensive because it's fully loaded. You can pick any option, any color, any interior. In the US, it comes with FSD. Doesn't over here, obviously, because FSD is not a thing over here. However, it's still very expensive, so it's not as good a deal. But if you're in the US, then the launch version of the Model Y is, if you were going to buy those things anyway, I think if you tick every box, the tow bar, everything, it's all free, it's all included, I think it's actually quite a good deal. But it's not the cheapest way to get into a Model Y, the new one, and that's fine because, you know, new stuff always costs more. Tesla's updated Model Y gets to customers next month, and many are eagerly awaiting the release of different versions, though. So many people are holding off for cheaper versions, or the seven-seater, or maybe the performance. Now, these models haven't been put up for sale yet, but a video was made by Tesla, a promotional video of the executives walking around the vehicle. The Tesla VP of Vehicle Engineering is Lars Moravi, and the senior designer there is Franz von Holzhausen, and they did a thing for Jay Leno's garage where they made a video walking around it, and they discussed the upcoming launch of these variants as part of the rollout for the refreshed Model Y. So we know they're coming, and they talked about, oh, there was a really funny moment in that video, by the way, where Jay Leno says, what about a tri-motor version like the Plaid? And the guy said, oh, no, you know, dual motor for the Model Y. The only time you're going to get a tri-motor Tesla is in those Plaid cars. And Jay Leno goes, and the Roadster, right? and the guys from Tesla go, yeah, and the Roadster, like, that car is never coming, is it? Like, that's a thing that was released 10 years ago. Everyone got excited, put their deposits down. Will the Roadster ever come? I mean, does it matter? But I thought it was a bit of a slip. Very telling. Now, they said that Tesla would release the first launch edition of the Model Y, followed by the dual motor base edition, the rear wheel drive version, the performance and the seven seater. In what order, we don't know. It'll be all, you know, profit maximization strategies and supply chains and stuff like that, and what people want to order as well. Let's face it, it follows the footsteps of the Model 3 and the performance model of how that had to wait. But, you know, we knew it was coming. There was a few question marks over Model 3 Highland, like, well, the dual motor is so good and so quick. Will they do a performance? Yes, of course. It was never really in doubt. More power, better suspension, unique design elements. Engineered a little bit different, so hardware-wise a little bit different as well, and, you know, you pay a premium for that, but it's good news it's coming, because, you know, the Model Y is the world's most popular EV, so love talking about it. Now, let's talk about BMW's next-gen vehicles, which, you know, I also love talking about quite a lot lately, and we haven't seen them yet, but I've got really high hopes for Neue Klasse. I hope I'm not proven wrong. BMW is setting its sights on advancing the EV market, because one of the reasons I think Neue Klasse is going to be good, is trying to read the tea leaves on it. Now, the company is talking about their philosophy with electric vehicles. Now, Frank Weber, do I say? Oh, my German is pretty terrible. I'm sorry, German listeners. Weber. It wouldn't be Weber. It'd be Weber. Frank Weber, BMW's chief development officer, explained in an interview with Automotive News Europe that there's no point just throwing big batteries at EVs. It's better to have a smaller battery that is more efficient. Now, he wouldn't be saying that, would he, if he didn't know that what was about to come this summer was really good. Like, if they just had to throw massive battery packs, like the big packs on the BMW iX, which is, yeah, it's a lovely vehicle, don't get me wrong. Am I doing 2 and 2 equals 5 here? He sounds quietly confident. He said that, yeah, you can just throw big batteries at EVs to get the big range, but you get higher carbon emissions, increased environmental impact, heavier EVs, which result in more tyre wear, higher particulate emissions, and an additional strain on supply chains. However, BMW say you can get the same mileage by just making them more efficient, increasing efficiency by 20%, and talking about a range of 310 miles would be satisfactory. And so that's real-world conditions, not certified WLTP, EPA kind of thing. And he says that covers most people's travel needs. The company plans to increase the range of their EVs by 30% over the current models, but without adding bigger batteries, which you have to think that philosophy aligns with better efficiency, which, you know, typically Tesla do, the South Koreans do really well in, like, the Kona and the Niro and stuff. And so that's great. Let's head towards, you know, 4 or 5 miles per kilowatt hour. That's all the good juice, right? We like that. Now, Volvo are next in the news before we take a quick break. Last year, tariffs on EVs and battery cells particularly, and the materials, wasn't really talked about. But EV battery cells and materials imported from China last year got a 25% tariff jump. And so a lot of focus was on the final product, but we didn't really talk about a lot. Significantly impacting Volvo cars' profit margins, because the EX90, that's the big daddy of the range, is made in Ridgeville, South Carolina. The batteries come from China CATL. Now, that company's recently scrutinized for alleged ties to the military in China. Volvo Cars CEO Jim Rowan highlighting the financial strain those tariffs caused and the ongoing effort to find a local battery supply in the US. Volvo plans to make up to 22,000 EX90s in the United States this year. With batteries about 30% of the EV's cost, with the tariff increase, Volvo had to increase the price of the EX90 by around $3,000, wasn't it? Or $3,500, before it hit the dealerships, just to account for that. So the CATL thing's interesting, because they were classified by the US Defense Department as a company with links to the Chinese military, a claim that CATL and China has strongly disputed. And if you were really cynical, you'd say, well, they would. But either way, Volvo has potential alternatives. So they could look to South Korea, an SK On. They could look to Japan, an AESC. They've got operations in Georgia and South Carolina and Kentucky, respectively. So we'll see what could be made in the US. These deals are a long time in the making, and typically for a long time off. It's not like popping down the battery shop, is it? But they don't need the biggest supply, if that makes total sense. And some of these companies have been scaling to meet the demand, which was presumed post-pandemic that everyone would be, you know, driving an EV by now. And although the market is growing enormously quickly, there could be some capacity in there, but well, we'll wait and see. However, sourcing from AESC, the Japanese company, could pose challenges under the tax credit regulations. Inflation Reduction Act mandates that EVs and their key components must meet criteria. I don't think AESC can meet, but we'll wait and see what, you know, if the Inflation Reduction Act is sort of dismantled either by Congress or with fiscal acts and things like that. Now, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of the Chinese brands that are coming to the UK and also a Dutch firm completing EV charging networks. We'll talk about that and a lot more on the podcast. Stick around. Back in a mo.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back to the show. If you want to support the podcast, you can do via the Patreon show. I say support the podcast. If you'd like to pay my wages, this is all I do these days. And so thank you very much for everyone who does indeed get the ad-free feed and for keeping this show going, because without that, it wouldn't be this. Now, let's talk about the Kia EV3, my current crush. Ah, my sweetheart, the Kia EV3. Not that I own it, but I really want one. I think it's the perfect car. Not far off. The perfect car for most people. And before I would have said that would have been the Golf. If they'd have made a really great electric Golf. And the e-Golf was good. But if the ID3 had just been the electric Golf with really good EV smarts, that's the perfect car. It's the Goldilocks car. Not too big, not too small. We've owned loads of Golf. They're really good. But the Kia EV3 is my latest crush. Valentine's Day, of course, tomorrow. Know who I'll be sending a card to. And in the Netherlands, the Kia EV3 is now the most popular car overall in January, surpassing all other models, regardless of powertrain. This marked a significant moment, as one out of every three cars registered in the Netherlands last month was an EV. The Kia EV3 sold 1,757 in the Netherlands in the month alone. That's a 5.4 market share of the entire car market. This means that for every 20 cars registered in January, one of them was a Kia EV3. This achievement made it to the top-selling car, not only for the month, of EVs, but also any powertrain. And as I reported earlier this week, electric cars were 34% of all new cars registered, and with 11,157 new EVs, it's a growth of 28% from the same time previous year. Now, before I move over to the Netherlands to go buy my new Kia EV3, let's talk about the Chinese EV brands eyeing the UK market. In a recent interview with our Sky News TV channel, Yesterday, the Xiaopeng co-president, Brian Hu, was talking to the channel about the prospects for Chinese EV makers in the United Kingdom. During the launch event in London for Xiaopeng, he pointed out that the absence of tariffs, because we haven't followed the Eurozone or the EU because of, you know, Brexit, we're not in it anymore, so we haven't gone down that route. And the lower cost of vehicles gives the Chinese brands a big head start in the UK EV market. Xiaopeng introducing the G6. It's a medium-sized SUV yesterday, starting at $39,990, aiming to compete with the Model Y. Similar specs. It's an 800-volt architecture vehicle. You know, the looks, it's a very Chinese-looking car. And the Chinese cars are kind of all a little bit homogenous. Not all of them, obviously. There are some real personalities, but in that kind of segment, there's a lot of similarity in design. That's okay. You know, copying is fine as long as you then iterate and make it your own thing. But the outside is one of those, but it's fantastically, technically, not that I've, you know, owned one or driven one, but it does compete with the Model Y about £7,000 cheaper for similar specs. Other companies like BYD, Leap Motor, Modo, and of course MG, which is Chinese, but many people don't realise that, are also doing well in the UK market. He emphasised the strategy focuses on delivering high quality products, but there's no tariffs, unlike shipping to the, you know, EU countries. And so the UK has emerged as Europe's biggest EV market last year. 381,870 EVs. It's 19% of the total car market. It was up 21% from 2023. And of course, we overtook Germany as well. So lots of reasons to look at the UK and make some right-hand drive vehicles. Now, while we're staying here, then if you realise this might be not the case in the country that you live, but here, we pay a lot more in taxes if you charge your EV publicly than you do at home. In fact, British EV drivers have an additional bill of £85 million a year in taxes if they use public stations compared to charging at home. It's called VAT, value-added tax, and if we charge our EVs at home, we get charged 5% VAT. If we charge them literally on the public charger that might be on the street outside your house, you pay 20% VAT. And many people for a very long time have thought that this was an unfair discrepancy, that the old Conservative government didn't want to do anything about, the new Labour lot don't want to seem to tackle this, which is a real shame. ZapMap has projected that this extra tax will generate the government £315 million by 2030, as EVs should make 80% of new car sales by the end of the decade. The car industry believes that equalising the VAT rates would boost EV demand. The UK Group MD of Stellantis, Ulrich Drews, emphasising the risk of creating a two-tier motoring system where individuals who can afford a driveway have lower transportation costs compared to those without, highlighting the importance of fairness. And that's true, because until we moved into this house, and we've been here a long time now, but our house near here was a mid-terrace, and our house in London was a mid-terrace as well. Both of them pretty traditional two up, two downs, built around 1910. Very similar houses, actually, even though they're 200 miles apart. But they were, you were parking on the street. Now, especially in London as well, you're parking on the pavement. I mean, literally the lines, the parking lines are halfway along the pavement. So it's a bit of a nightmare if you've got a pushchair and stuff. But look, this was an old part of, it's sort of near Richmond. It's called sort of Mortlake area. And when we lived up there, like, parking was a nightmare. Those roads were not built for motor vehicles, especially modern ones as well. And so there was no chance of parking anywhere near where we lived. And that was before we bought an EV. And then we moved back down here and we were renting out our house and we moved back into it. Again, we wanted to go EV and we had great public charging. We were lucky. This is sort of maybe 10 years ago where we were. But it wasn't until we moved to this house and we got, obviously, not obviously, but now we have a driveway with room for sort of 3-4 cars, and adding a charger was very simple, very cost effective. And it would have been much harder to have an EV without a driveway. Very, very doable, by the way, much easier now than it used to be. So it's just unfair. If you have a driveway, you pay a lot less to charge your EV. That's not fair to people who don't have a driveway or live in apartments and have to DC rapid charge and stuff. Now, the Fair Charge campaign has taken action by contacting the Treasury's Chief Secretary, Darren Jones, to address what is now being dubbed the pavement tax that impedes progress towards going EV. If you have to charge your EV, you know, on the pavement, you're paying a lot more. Matt Galvin is Polestar UK's boss, stressing the urgency of addressing this issue to ensure that private buyers are treated fairly. Now, let's talk about PowerGo, a Dutch charging point operator, adding another 152 EV charging stations in Denmark. This is great news. Mostly a mix of AC chargers and fast charging stations as well. They're using high power charging stations of 150 kilowatts, some DC at 50, and a bunch of 22s on the AC as well in schools, sports facilities, daycare centres. I hope a lot of them are AC, by the way, because we want to be talking about AC charging more, don't we? Because DC fast charging gets all of the attention, doesn't it? Because it's exciting, right? Even these 150 kilowatts DC fast chargers going in Denmark, some people would be sniffy and say, well, they're a bit slow, aren't they? You could make that argument. Yeah, they're not the latest Alpatronics doing 400 kilowatts or whatever, you know. And so that's true. But your car is almost never moving. And so when it's sitting still, it should be, sipping, not gulping electrons. This is great news, though. PowerGo has been active in Denmark, securing multiple contracts, and their first tender win was a couple of years ago now. And they've got high-powered stuff, but also putting in AC, which is all good news. Now, Hyundai is going to reveal their solid-state battery. I'm always a little bit wary of jam tomorrow, but this one seems to be the real deal. A solid-state battery will be revealed next month by Hyundai, offering longer ranges and quicker charging times, and without increasing the size of the battery. It will coincide with the opening of their new research center, where the advanced batteries will go into the next stage of testing and pilot production. They've called it the Dream Battery. The Dream Battery will go into road-going EV models by the end of the year, with mass production scheduled for 2030s. And that'll whiz around in pretty quick time. Unlike the current lithium-ion batteries with a liquid electrolyte, solid-state batteries use a solid material, which is not only lighter, but can store more energy in the same volume. Less likely to catch fire if, damaged or exposed to high temperatures. It's safe. And, in a vehicle like a Hyundai Ioniq 5, you could double the range, for instance, or you could halve the weight. So what would you do? And that's a really interesting conversation to have. Do you want to sell an EV with 600 miles of range and carry it all around with you when you never use it? Or will the public charging infrastructure be good enough that you carry around a 40 kilowatt hour battery, and that would do you 300 miles. What do you think? I'd like to carry around a little bit less, if possible. Have more room in the vehicle, less resources, cheaper, hopefully, when prices come down, and charging would be good enough that you can quickly stop for 10 minutes and add a bit more. But it's interesting to think about. Anyway, we'll talk about fires in a minute. First of all, New York City Transport, Department of Transportation, are launching a new program today aimed at removing uncertified and potentially dangerous e-bikes from the streets, and they'll swap it for a safer UL-certified model. It'll target delivery workers, the city food and parcel delivery ecosystem, really. These jobs are very demanding and quite low income, and many of the workers will resort to using affordable but uncertified and potentially dangerous e-bikes. The trade-in program is open for applications now from delivery personnel who own a non-compliant e-bike or scooter, and even a moped, by the way, and remarkably, the program will welcome gasoline-powered mopeds that don't have a legal VIN registration. Get them off the road, get them onto a UL-certified electric equivalent. Now, you must have earned at least $1,500 from food delivery work in the last year. I think that's a rolling 12 months. Live in one of the New York City five boroughs, be over 18, some other things as well, but get your applications in, because I think that budget will go pretty quickly. And finally, Global Data, which is a very interesting company that know everything there is to know. Global Data responded to the news this week of Allianz UK, an insurer, issuing a document about their concerns and risks associated with EV fires, highlighting the potential for damage and financial losses. I think there's been a couple of big claims lately where there was a thermal runaway event for whatever reason. Maybe the battery was being worked on in a workshop that was also storing a bunch of expensive vehicles, and the claims run into the hundreds of thousands and maybe the millions. Despite these concerns, Global Data say a closer examination reveals that EV fires, while presenting challenges that are different, may not be as frequent as it's being made out to be. The actual likelihood of an EV catching fire is very low compared to petrol or diesel. Statistics from Auto Trader and the UK Fire Services themselves show that out of 100,000 vehicle fires a year. This is 2023 data, by the way. 100,000 vehicle fires, 239 involved an EV. And that could have been a crash or an accident. And because of that, you know, a combustion car blew up and was on fire, and then the EV caught on fire. So this isn't like a thermal runaway event. This is 239 fires out of 100,000 vehicle fires, accounting for 0.24%. Data from Sweden you can look at, by the way. Petrol and diesel vehicles are 20 times more likely to catch fire. In 2022 data that we've got for Sweden, there were over 600,000 vehicle fires reported in some way, and 23 of them were EVs. That's 0.004. So, interesting, isn't it? A request for information revealed that in London, in 2019, so we are going back to before the real EV adoption phase took off, but in London in 2019, the fire brigade responded to only 54 EV fires across the entire year. Now, it's important not to ignore Allianz's warnings completely, but global data suggests that an insurer's role in terms of risk assessment and management, whilst it's crucial, and its advice in, on storage and inspection needs to be heeded, perhaps sending out a note to all of your customers and motor traders and those that who insure their buildings, maybe EV dealerships, with perhaps something that could be read as a bit scary, actually. The evidence available indicates that incidents of EV fires are rare, and discussions on the topic should be guided by the facts that there are different challenges to an EV fire, but they almost never happen. But when they do, they can be more serious. So let's have that conversation. But let's not scare people too much. Actually, a podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.